Morning, everyone. We're going to commence our service of worship this morning by singing together the hymn number 10 on your hymn book. You'll find it on the page 179. Hymn number 10 on the page 179. Rejoice and be glad, the Redeemer hath come. Go look on his cradle, his cross, and his tomb. Sound his praises, tell the story of him who was slain. Sound his praises, tell with gladness. He liveth again. Hymn number 10 on the page 179, standing as we sing, and let us really sing it out with all of our hearts. Let us stand as we sing.
Sound his praises, tell the story.
would just unite our hearts together in prayer. Let us just look to the Lord, praying for the Lord's presence and blessing to be our portion here today. Our loving God, our gracious, eternal Father in heaven, we draw nigh to Thee, O God, the Sabbath morning. We come in no merit of our own. We would confess, O God, before Thee that we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, O God, in Thy sight. We have nothing in and of ourselves to offer before Thee. Yet, O God, we thank that we can come to Thee, and through Thy grace, Thy manifold grace, through Thy great mercy that has been revealed unto us in and through the person of Thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Lamb who was slain to take away the sin of the world. And Father, we thank Thee that the Lord Jesus Christ was without sin. He is indeed the altogether lovely one. He could say, Lord, that He did no sin, He was without sin. He could say of the attack of the devil upon Himself, that the prince of this world cometh and of nothing in Me. And O God, we thank Thee that Christ was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. We thank Thee, Lord, that He went about doing good. He was as good was perfect. And Father, we thank Thee that He went to the cross of Calvary. And there upon that cross, He became the sinner's substitute. He bore the wrath of God upon Himself upon that cross and cried out, my God, why hast Thou forsaken Me? We thank that Christ was stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, that He was numbered amongst the transgressors. And Father, we thank that He died the just for us the unjust, that He might bring us to God. And Father, we thank that the work on the cross is finished, that Christ cried out upon that cross, it is finished. And Lord, though He was buried in a tomb, we thank that Christ has risen again. How we can rejoice and be glad today in the empty tomb. And we thank Thee, O God, that Christ is alive. He is alive forevermore. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, that He is seated at Thy right hand in heaven's glory. And Father, there He prays for us. He intercedes for us at Thy right hand. And Father, we thank that Christ is coming again. How the hymn writer could say, rejoice and be glad. The Lamb who was slain is coming again. And Father, we thank that Christ is coming back again one day in power and in great glory. And oh God, our prayer would be for every soul in this meeting today, that each and every soul would be ready, waiting and watching for the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou said, lift up your heads, your redemption draweth nigh. The coming of the Lord, it draweth nigh. And oh Lord, help us, Lord, to be prepared and waiting and watching for that day when Christ shall come in power and in great glory. And Lord, we do realize that if we are to be ready, we must be saved. And Lord, we pray for any in our gathering today, be the young or be the old, and Lord, they are still not saved. Speak to them. And Father, we pray that even today they would come to trust in Christ, to accept Him by faith as their own and personal Savior, to repent of their sins and to be washed and to be cleansed from their sins by the precious blood of Christ, by that fountain that was opened up for sin and for all uncleanness. Lord, bless our coming together here today. We pray for a gracious sense, Lord, of Thy presence. Take our eyes off ourselves and of our circumstances and of others around us. Father, our prayer would be that our eyes and our hearts would be focused upon the Lord today. The disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Isaiah, in his time of great need, could say, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And Father, we pray that each and every soul will hear the voice of God today, saying, this is the way, walk ye therein. Bless every saint of God in this meeting house. We thank Thee for all who are saved. Lord, bless Your people. Lead them on with Thyself. And draw us closer, Lord, to Thee. Help us to die to sin, to self, to the ungodly ways of this world more and more. Help us to be conformed more and more to the image of Christ, that we might have that testimony known and read of all men. For any, Lord, who may be cold at heart, give restoring grace. We thank Thee, Lord, that Thou art married to the backslider, that there is no divorce with God. And for any, Lord, going through times of trial and difficulty. We pray that thou wilt strengthen them, that thou wilt encourage them, that they, like David of old, will encourage themselves in the Lord, God of heaven today. And for those that know thee not as Savior, speak to them. And oh God, today may they come to know Christ, to rest upon Christ. May they go home leaving this meeting saved, transformed by the power of God, born again of the Holy Spirit, and ready for heaven, and cleansed by the precious blood of Christ. We thank that Christ has said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. We pray for those that are unable to join with us today because of age or sickness or infirmity. We pray that thou wilt bless them and minister to them. And may each one that needs a touch know that touch from the Lord. At this time, we pray, and raise up, we pray, those that are sick and ill, and others that are mourning and grieving, have suffered loss in recent times. Comfort their hearts, we ask of thee. Bless all our families and our family circles. Unite them all in the Lord. And again, Lord, we pray for this wider community, the many homes around this church, and Lord, there are many problems and burdens and difficulties that we know not of, but Lord, thou dost know. And Father, we pray that thou wilt draw near to homes and to families where there are great needs and burdens and difficulties, Lord, at this time. We thank thee, Lord, that thou can make the storm a calm, that thou can make the crooked place straight and the rough place smooth, and those around the community that have suffered great loss, they know what it is to look unto Christ and to confide in Christ, the man of sorrows, and may they know him meeting their every need. Remember us for good. We thank you for our Sunday school. Bless that word that has already went forth this morning to the salvation of our children and those who are saved, to lead them on in the things of God. Remember the youth work. Remember the ongoing work amongst the boys and girls in the different halls and in the schools. We thank thee for this ministry. Bless Gillian and all involved in it, we pray. And may many children come to know the Lord this term. We thank also, Lord, of the forthcoming mission. We thank thee for the outreach this week. And Lord, prepare the ground around Springfield and around that community. May many come to hear the word of God. And may many come at this time to trust in the Son of God as Savior, we pray. Bless our land today. Remember all our sister congregations. Bless each one, we pray. And Lord, wherever thy word is faithfully proclaimed across our land, north and south of the border, England and Scotland and Wales, Lord, bless every faithful servant of the Lord. Remember our missionaries today at home and those that labor maybe far from home and other foreign lands. Bless them, be with them, encourage them, keep them in health and strength. Remember the situation there in Ukraine, Lord. Intervene. Protect the witness of your people there. We pray that soon there would be peace in that land, and that, Lord, Putin and his forces would have to leave that land, we pray. And we pray also, Lord, for the need again in Turkey and Syria, the needs of your people there especially. Bless them and minister to them. We think again of that policeman that was shot last week in Houma. Lay your healing hand upon him. Raise him up and minister to the needs of his wife and his family, Lord, at this time, we pray. And bring those responsible to justice, O God, we ask. Remember also, Lord, our government, have mercy upon them. Lord, those that will profess thy name, give them grace to do what is right in the sight of God. And those who would seek to bring in and promote laws contrary to thy word, and bring their plans, O God, to nothing. And may they realize their responsibility to rule in accordance with the commandments of God. Remember also, Lord, our royal family. Have mercy, Lord, upon them. Lord, save them from their sins, we pray. And again, Lord, may their life be guided and directed by the word of God, we ask. Father, abide with us now, we pray, this morning. Close us in, Lord, with yourself. Grant a gracious sense of your presence. Outpour thy Holy Spirit as we praise thy name, as we read thy word, as we preach thy word. Let thy way and thy will be done in every heart and life and soul in this meeting. And those who would listen in online today, whoever they are, wherever they might be also, have mercy, Lord, upon them. And speak, O God, we pray, with that voice that wakes the dead. answer prayer. For we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and for thine eternal glory and praise. Amen. Returning again, please, in our hymn book to the hymn number 142. 142 in the page 233 of your hymn book. Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. The hymn number 142, you'll find it in the page 233, and standing as we sing. Stand as we sing. Jesus. Have your Bible with you today, I would ask you to turn to the Old Testament book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 45, the 45th chapter of Genesis, commencing a reading at the verse number 9 of the chapter. Turning to the first book of the Bible, book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 45, and beginning our reading at the verse number 9. Let us hear God's precious word as we read it together this morning. Genesis chapter 45, verse 9. Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God have made me Lord of all Egypt, Come down unto me, tarry not. Thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. Behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen. Ye shall haste, bring down my father thither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. And Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that his brethren talked with him. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye, lead your beasts and go, and get you unto the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come unto me. And I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do ye, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with good things of Egypt, and 10 she asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, See that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt, and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry them, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse 28. And our prayer is that God will bless this public reading of his eternal and infallible word to all our hearts. At this stage of our meeting, I want to welcome all this Lord's Day morning to God's house. It's good to see each one gathered with us here today. And if you're visiting with us, we extend you a very special welcome. It's always a joy to visitors to share in our fellowship. Trust that you'll feel at home amongst us here today. If you're a believer in Christ, may you be drawn closer to the Lord, your Savior. And should you be here today and you're not saved, our prayer, our burden is that today you would come to know Christ and trust him and rest upon him alone for salvation. Also welcome those who may be viewing online today. We thank you for joining with us as well. And we pray the Lord will meet you at the very point of your need. The announcements for the week are as follows. Do remember, please, the evening prayer meeting tonight in the prayer room there just at the side, at the front there, before the gospel service. The prayer meeting is at 6:30. Trust as many as possible will gather for prayer. And then the evening gospel meeting at 7 p.m., God willing, I'll be along to bring God's word. Pray for that meeting. Plan to join with us and invite and encourage others in under the sound of God's word. Do you remember that today, being the first Sunday of the month, is Building Fund Offering? Do remember that, please. Do please remember the forthcoming gospel mission commencing tomorrow night. That's Monday through to Friday, really from March the 6th through to Friday night, the 17th of March. And that's out in Springfield, Orange Hall, out near Derrigonley, that has been kindly granted to us. Do pray much for that mission. Each night the meetings will be at 8 p.m. That's for 2 weeks. There'll be various speakers and singers and testimonies. And we encourage you to pray for the meetings daily. Do invite friends and family and neighbours along. There will be invitation cards left there on the table in the porch. And do all you can to attend the meetings. And a word of thanks to all who have helped with the outreach. And then each night before the meetings, there's a little kitchen at the back. And there'll be a time and a place there for prayer. If you're able to join with us for the season of prayer commencing about 7:30 or so, we'll be delighted to see you. So do remember the mission. Pray much for it. Make it known. Pray for all who will take part. Can I just say, during the mission, the session have put off the midweek prayer meeting here in the church. There'll be no midweek prayer meeting here on the Tuesday night. So do take note of that. The children's meetings, do remember them in your prayers this week as they continue each night at 6:30, Tuesday night at Tresna, Thursday night Maguire's Bridge, and Friday night here in Bethel. Friday morning, 11 a.m., is the monthly open-air gospel witness in the Diamond and Enniskillen. Pray for that. If you're able to join with us for that half hour, we'll be delighted to see you. Friday night, there'll be no youth fellowship on here in the church, but we'll encourage youth members of the youth fellowship to go along to the mission and to support it on Friday night. Also on Friday night, there's a youth council youth rally as well down near Clohar Valley Church at 8 p.m. and maybe some of the older members may wish to go there as well. Saturday morning, the 11th of March, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Aroma Church, there's a special conference for Sunday school teachers and children's workers. All Sunday school teachers, children's workers are welcome. Also this coming Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. there's a Zoom prayer meeting against abortion, and that's organized by our Government and Morals Committee. The link for that prayer meeting is on the Free Presbyterian Church Facebook page. Next Lord's Day, the 12th of March, Sunday school and Bible class, 11 a.m. Morning worship service, 12 noon, the evening gospel service at 7. Both services preceded by the hour of prayer. The preacher at both meetings next Lord's Day will be our brother, Mr. Jonathan Story, a licentiate minister of our presbytery. He'll be long to take both meetings. So pray for our brother as he comes and encourage him by your presence at the meetings. We'll be taking also the meetings down in Kilskerry next Lord's Day. And then also our presbytery is having a protest against the awful sin of abortion in our land. And that is on Saturday, the 25th of March at 11 a.m. at the gates of the City Hall. All are welcome, men and women, young and old alike. And the preacher there is the Reverend John Armstrong. Understand that will just be for around an hour or so. And then just one or two other points of information. Our brother, the Reverend John Woods, has accepted a call to our Carrickfergus congregation. And he will be installed there on Friday night, the 24th of March. We'll be much in prayer for him as he takes up that work. And then also our brother, Mr. Andrew Fitton, a licentiate minister of our presbytery, has accepted a call to our church in Cloverdale over in Vancouver on the western side of Canada. Pray for him as well as he takes up that work. The Vision magazine is also available. Those magazines are free. And I encourage you to take that as you leave. You'll find good reading there. And then as a church, we want to express our sincere Christian sympathy to our sister, Mrs. Eileen Wilson, and her brother, Mr. Samuel Dunn, and the recent passing of a cousin last weekend. We assure them in the family circle of our prayers and sympathies at this time. That is all by way of necessary announcements. We're turning again to hymn number 481. 481 in your hymn book on the page 370. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Saviour divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be holy thine. Do remember the offering. We don't take up an offering during the service, but do remember the offering plates as you leave. We'll just keep our seats as we sing the early part of this hymn. 481 on the page 370.
Thank you.
unto me.